K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Thursday morning. Before we get this rolling, March 6, 2025, Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is, folks, K-State football, men's women's basketball, men's women's golf, and everything else in between that. It's very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this track episode, folks. Kind of going back a little bit to last weekend, the Big 12 indoor track and field team for K-State men's women's track and field team. Obviously, kind of, I know I did an episode a few days ago, kind of got sidetracked a little bit. Well, actually not sidetracked, kind of had to stop toward the end of it. So going back and kind of finishing off what K-State did in Lubbock, Texas last weekend. In Lubbock, Texas there. Two events. Oh, excuse me, not two events. That's too small. 19 events. 2 days. 19 events there. The K-State women's team did earn 8th place finish out of 16 teams there. 43 points. That ties the team's best finish since, well, not too long ago, 2023, and the most points since 2022 there as well. The men, not so much, even after the win by Gary Moore Jr., right? This was shocking. I had to triple check this, for only 14.5 points, 13th place there as Texas Tech ended up sweeping both the men's and women's title, indoor titles, there as well. But the men, oof. So, only place for them, go up in the outdoor. That's all I have to say there. I know, obviously, Travis Gofert still getting his feet wet. But he has a lot. He has actually really a lot to be proud of there anyways. Gary Moore winning that individual title on last Friday night down there. The weight throw, and he's been a big reason. Big positive there as well. But kind of flipping it back a little bit there to K-State, obviously. The Wildcats, women, triple jump there. Had a podium finish in it. Shalomo Tulu, I did see that on the socials, on Instagram there. Putting her, I believe, in the podium. Well, podium, obviously. Third spot, 43 feet, 9.75 there. And she, at the same time, captured the 5th spot in K-State indoor history, first medal in the event there as well. Taylor Mayo also getting her first conference medal with a spot there. Well, actually in the same spot in the jump there as well with a 42.75 there overall in 6th place there. And of course, right there behind Mayo, Tessa Thomas there in 7th place there with her first performance there. You want to say your best for the end, right? She got it done there, the 42 feet, 6 inches there as well. I have something, I believe this is, excuse me. Anyway, I think this is, it doesn't say who, but I'm just going to have to skip over because I don't know what the quote is coming from. Anyways, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Big 12 indoor championships for the K-State squad. K-State women 8th, while the K-State men ending up, now I gotta go back, in 13th out of 16 teams there on the men's side. Stella Miner there, the youngest cat to get an individual medal with a bronze in the 1,000 meters bronze time, 2:49 there. So the young freshman, her first indoor Big 12 indoor championship meet, that's a huge get. Huge kid in an accomplishment for her on achieving that. Congratulations to Stella on that. Sherry Ono just missed the podium in the high jump there with the 4th place there. Bryce Collins on the other side of that coin, same event, finishing in the 7th spot there as well. I'm going to scroll down here and get the lowdown here on the rest of these events here. Tommy Hazen, who PR'd in the very first event of the year of the indoor season, came in 25th in the 3,000 meters with an 8:18 there. The new weight throw champion, the Big 12, Gary Moore Jr. Oh, speaking of him, Big G, only 13th in the men's shot put. And Nate Collier, 21st there. K-State, 4x4, was in the top 8 and 8th there behind Jordan Edwards, Sophia Hines, Adriana Jackson, Delaney Wright at a 337. And K-State, 4x4, outside of the top 10, in 11th there, put down a 311 behind Cyrus Reyes, Nen Metlock, James E. New, and Tyreek Lewis there in the game as well. Let me see, Travis Goffert. Let me see what I want to get. We're just going to get here. Travis Goffert. We're going to go to him after the meet here. Travis Goffert, after his first indoor Big 12 meet. Championships, excuse me. I am sorry again. I know this has been a kind of a two-week event with this cold, with this damn cold. I'm feeling good still. As we all know, the annoying coughing is still there. Like, y'all didn't need to know that, but I just want to let you know on that. Travis Goffert saying, quote, about team securing multiple top 8 finishes there and scoring points. Quote, we had a number of kids that had never scored a point at the conference championships before today. Bryce Collins in the high jump is a big deal. Got 7th, scored a point for the team. Really proud of him. The women's 4x4, members of that 4x4 had scored a point before they did. I had mentioned Sophia Hines on the second leg. She ran a 51.9 split and just did a phenomenal job. You know, learned from her race yesterday and then applied herself today, and just really proud of her. And Daisy in the shot put scored a point for the team as a senior. And again, I think going out scoring points is a big deal. Really proud of them, of the team, end quote there as well. And also, yeah, actually, we're going to get a little insight on Coach Goffert on Stella Miner. Getting a huge point from Stella Miner, the young freshman, getting it done. Quote, Stella Miner, an all Big 12 performance in the 1,000 meters. It's just so impressive for her to run so aggressively. And she had mentioned it afterwards. She'd never run that aggressively before in her life. And just felt the confidence to go get in there and make a move, and did it. To be top 3 in the middle distance race in the Big 12 as a true freshman, it's amazing. So super proud of her. She did a phenomenal job. Woo, bright future head. That's what you want right there. Somebody's going to attack. Gosh darn it. Somebody's going to attack and get the job done there. Tyson Jalen, we need to put you on hold for a minute. here, as we're almost done, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Going back a little bit and recapping what the K-State indoor track and field team, men's and women's teams did in Lubbock, Texas last weekend. Again, it was a super busy weekend for K-State Athletics last weekend, so we're getting you caught up on it now. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri for this podcast. Yeah, so you can get that type, it's still a minor. That is a gutsy performance right there by a freshman. True freshman getting it done. Hey, you Coach Goffert, you need some more of those. Now, obviously, again, here we go again. NIL, Trinity Portal. We're in this day and age now in college athletics that people don't stay in where it's supposed to go. If Stella Miner stays where she's at, and hopefully she will, Manhattan, Kansas there, build off of that performance. Obviously, we still got outdoor to go for the men's and women's team. Obviously, we still have that. This is huge. So to do that, what she did there, awesome job by Stella Miner in the 1,000 meters there. And I'm actually going to hang and hold up a second. I'm actually going to, third place. That is top podium. That is scoring points right there. So for those of you who kind of don't know the ins and outs of scoring, as far as big meets goes anyways, you got to finish in the top 8 individually. That will give you points. I know high school is a little bit different. In my era of high school, anyways. But anyways, yeah, stay on topic here for a minute. College, yeah, you finish in the top 8. Obviously, 10's a win, right? So, it has to be. But 10 is a win. That's huge, right? So, if you can score a point for your team, that's massive. And the women's team, they did what they needed to do, obviously, because they scored a lot more points than the men's team did there. You get performances like Estella Miner did in or Shalom Otulu in the women's jump. We gotta mention that. because she scored points being runner-up. Miner scored third. Otulu, two. So, yeah, you have to try to find those athletes there that are really talented. And I'm not knocking on these. Hey, these are really good athletes, right? But there's another level. You can find really special athletes out there. And that helps too. That helps too. But obviously, Stella Miner, the 1,000 meters, big performance there. So every now and again, you would get somebody that stepped up to the plate that you ain't heard of before and knock out their race out or event, the event out of the park. And we got that on Sunday with Stella Miner getting a huge left there in the 1,000 meters for the ladies, that the ladies are finishing the top eight as a team. So that's a huge momentum getter there for Coach Gopher there as they move on into the outdoor season as well. So congratulations to all that competed in the Big 12 Indoor Championships for the last weekend in Lubbock, the two-day event. That two-day event, 19 events in total. Yeah, I did say that. By the way, anyways, we're getting all crossed up. We better wrap this up right now. So congratulations to all that competed there for K-State. And I believe next, if I don't see anything else here, yeah, I don't see anything really important for the regional. So it's on to the outdoor, baby. For the Kansas State men's and women's track and field teams there, as they can look at some individuals anyway, look to carry that momentum into the outdoor season. So I can't wait for that. To get going here later on in the semester. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And get it where a podcast is found, free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content, Podbean app. Don't forget about that as well. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's once again, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Alex Aiton, City of California. Eddie Greer here, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another track and field episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you do hit that subscribe button and hit the alarm bell as well with it. That way, we upload K-State content daily, which we do daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Take it easy, folks. We'll talk to y'all on next episode. Go Cats!